Welcome back. What is birth tourism? Well, they say it's when a foreign national comes to Canada to give birth to their child, making sure that their child then has Canadian citizenship. Is this a big problem? Well, Federal Immigration Minister Jason Kenney now says that Canada doesn't want to encourage this and that they are going to close this loophole somehow. But I'm wondering how big of a problem this really is. Michael Nairn joins us to talk about this, an immigration lawyer with Nairn & Associates. Michael, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So what was your reaction when you heard what the immigration minister said about this?
Well, I'm not denying that it's a problem. The question really is, how much of a problem is it? The government admitted they have no formal statistics on this. This allegedly came out of some newspaper story in Hong Kong. So I really don't know how big of a problem it is.
Yeah, I think I read that same story that came out of Hong Kong too, but I have so many questions about it. I mean, really, women aren't allowed to fly in their last trimester? I mean, how would they even come to Canada to begin with?
Yeah, I don't really know the ways and means that they get here. Certainly unscrupulous immigration consultants who counsel Chinese women or other women from other countries to come to Canada for the purposes of giving birth and trying to conceal their pregnancy is certainly wrong. But on the other hand, is the solution to what the minister is suggesting to simply get rid of the entire category altogether, that the method of getting citizenship through birth? I mean, that is a real concern. It's part of our democratic fabric. I think it's a real extreme knee-jerk reaction.
Right. There are only two countries in the world that do that, right? One is us and one is the United States.
Right, and other countries have done it in the past, and I don't know the history, but apparently they did get rid of that. But it says to the world that we are an open society, that we are global, that we're welcoming, and to cut off that means of citizenship just by virtue of some allegation that there is some abuse is extreme, and this is the problem. This is the way that the government is going with not just citizenship, but with immigration in general.
So you think they're overreacting?
Completely.
And is it because you think they're overreacting to anecdotal stories or something that maybe sounds good, or where do you think they're getting all this from?
Well, I think it's politically pragmatic for them to raise this because immigration is a hot button topic. The minister's on a mission to clean up the immigration system. So this is another feather in his cap potentially. I think it's coming out of that. A lot of people do not or would support the minister. They don't like the idea of people becoming citizens in an easy fashion. So I can understand the sentiment. I just think that we got to be careful because in the future, and not even in the future, presently, our demographics are such that we need immigrants. We need skilled labor. And who's not to say that these children who are born in Canada won't one day grow up to be contributing members of society. And in the future, we may be left holding the bag, so to speak, that there's not enough people to fill our labor force.
It just seems to me this is a weird thing to be picking on when there aren't any actual hard facts about what kind of a problem this is.
Yeah, it just sounds it's very dramatic in terms of the way the story is being presented, and I'm in complete agreement with you. That's the first thing I said. My first reaction was, okay, has there been any consultations with stakeholders? Has there been any formal statistics collected? Well, the government said, well, you know, it's really hard to know, you know, who's abusing the system when these mothers come to give birth. Hospital records really don't cut it in terms of the statistics. I would suggest if there is a problem, go to the hospitals themselves and maybe
yeah.
Tighten up their administrative tracking. Start with that.
Yeah, that sounds good. Michael, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.
That is Michael Nairn, an immigration lawyer with Nairn & Associates, talking about today's announcement that the government was going to do something about birth tourism. Stay with us. You're listening to The Chorus Radio Network.